Hey friends, it's Katie here, and today we're talking about getting your website ready for the biggest sales season of the year, Q4. Now, I know this time of year can feel super hectic between prepping for holiday markets and promotions, fulfilling orders, and managing inventory. The last thing you want to do is lose sales because of a preventable website issue or just overlooking something that you hadn't really been paying attention to. So today I'm walking you through a quick checklist to make sure that your online store is buttoned up and ready to handle the traffic and the sales and any last minute shoppers that are headed your way. Now, before we jump in, I wanted to let you know that our labs community just got a major glow up. We switched platforms and have some major upgrades coming to the program. More community connections with businesses at a similar level, more support from industry experts, plus experimentations and case studies so that you can truly see what is working for other product-based business owners and how to apply similar strategies to your business. Now you can learn more and join us at prooftoproduct.com/labs. That's prooftoproduct.com/labs.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
All right, let's run through this checklist. The first one is we're going to make sure that your website is ready, starting with the basics, your products. I want you to take a look at your product listings and particularly look at your product photos. Are the photos crisp? Are they well lit? Do they really show the product from multiple angles? And do they show people how you can utilize that product? With this, I also want you to review your product descriptions. Are they accurate? Are they highlighting details that customers care about? And we're talking about the end consumer here, not wholesale customers. So things like perhaps the materials you're using, the size, the scent, the packaging, different use cases, or who these products would be perfect for. Sometimes we need to be uber clear and very, like, it feels a little obvious sometimes, but we need to tell people who our products are for. So we're going to look at your product photos. We're going to look at your product descriptions. And then I want you to double check your pricing and your shipping fees. So if you have made any changes this year, make sure that your website reflects that. We want to make sure that everything is priced correctly. And then we want to make sure that the shipping fees, once they get to checkout, aren't going to be a speed bump or a reason for them to say no. Also, while we're on that website, go ahead and pre-schedule any promotions or discounts that you know you'll be using for like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or any other seasonal campaign. So if you can pre-schedule those, I recommend you do that. It's just one less thing on your plate later on. Doing all this stuff kind of ahead of time keeps you out of the weeds during the busiest sales days when you have a lot of customer service or you're getting a lot of orders out. And two, it helps us avoid mistakes if we're working through a list. Okay, the second thing, and I kind of alluded to this, is we want to test your checkout process. So, truth, when was the last time you actually bought something from your own website or went through the entire checkout process? If it has been a while, now is the time to test this. I want you to run a full order from adding a product to your cart all the way through checkout. And what we're doing here is we're looking for points of friction. So is the process intuitive? Does it make sense? Is it easy for you to follow? Are there too many clicks before someone checks out? Is there a way to streamline that and shorten that pathway? Does your site time out, or do the product photos take too long to load, or does it glitch on mobile? We want to test this on desktop and on mobile. But I will tell you, a clunky checkout process will stop people from purchasing from you. So it will cost you sales. So we want to make those adjustments now before that holiday rush hits. The third thing here is to consider additional payment methods. So on the topic of checkout, think about the payment options that you're offering currently. We are seeing an uptick. I don't have statistics to share with you, but we are seeing, and I read a report talking about more and more shoppers are using Apple Pay, Google Pay, and even Shop Pay because they are fast and secure. So offering another payment option to even things like Afterpay or Klarna, where they can split up their payments, That can boost conversions, especially if you're selling higher ticket items or larger bundles or you have higher priced goods. So the bottom line here is we want to make it as easy as possible for our customers to load up that cart and then complete their purchase. So we want multiple ways for them to pay us. We want to make it easy for them to say yes, and we don't want any hangups in the process. So again, when you're doing that, run through the checkout, consider what other kind of payment options you want to offer. Okay, number four, we want to do our best to recapture customers. So not just, well, I'm going to talk about this first from a standpoint of abandoned carts. Those customers are primed to buy. They're your warmest customer. They loaded the cart and maybe they're using it as kind of a holding place for when they're going to come back later. We're seeing more and more people that are using the checkout carts as kind of like a bookmark, if you will, of what products they want to purchase. But the point here, and what I want you to focus on, is setting up an abandoned cart email sequence so that you're automating shopping reminders about what they left behind. So these don't need to be overly salesy or overly pushy. Even a simple friendly reminder can help recover a surprising number of sales. Inside of our labs program, we do have email templates for you in the tools and templates section in Circle. You can customize these and get these sequences set up and running really quickly. Pretty much every e-commerce platform has a way for you to set these up quickly. So if you're stuck on what to say, we've got templates for you, and most ESPs will also provide some recommendations for this. But just like you did for your checkout test, you do want to run a test of your email automations to make sure that the timing and the tone and the links are all working properly. Some people get really fancy with this and they use like dynamic abandoned carts that point to the products that people were shopping for. Some people keep them real simple. I would prefer, in my opinion here, done is better than perfect. So I would say get something set up and you can tweak it later if you want to. Okay, number five on our checklist is mobile friendly is a must. So here's a stat that might surprise you. According to Adobe's 2024 holiday season report, 54.5% of online holiday shopping, so they were only looking at November 1 through the end of December, so two full months in the US, and 54.5% of those purchases were made through a mobile device. What this tells me is that if your site is not mobile optimized, you're leaving money on the table. Now, this is not an area where I'm an expert. I can't give you all the tips and strategies on how to optimize your site, but I will tell you this is something that you should prioritize and work with a developer on, or perhaps there's things that are just in your standard settings on Shopify that you can change. But again, things like allowing or ensuring that your product images load quickly, that your text is readable without having to zoom in, that your buttons are easy to tap, that you have clear calls to action. Even a small layout issue on mobile can create friction that stops people from actually clicking through and purchasing. So mobile optimization is important here. So all these things we were talking about doing on your regular site, make sure that they're working too on mobile. Okay, number six, communicate clearly. So customer communications can really make or break the holiday experience. And there's some key things that I want you to communicate. The first is I want you to be very upfront about shipping deadlines, especially for holiday delivery. So pick a day, open a calendar, pick a day that works for you and that you think is, you know, gives you plenty of time to process all your orders and get them out. And then I want you to post that shipping deadline on your website homepage, in your email footers, on your social feeds. I want it at checkout. Like, we want to overly communicate that shipping deadline. We also want to make sure that you're clearly communicating your returns and exchange policies. So we want that to be easy to find and written in plain English so that when customers come to your site and if they have questions, basically we want them to know what to expect so that they feel more confident buying from you. The other thing I would tell you to overly communicate is if there are any delays, whether you're anticipating them or actually experiencing them, things like slower shipping times, or if something is like a made-to-order item and it's going to take longer to create and send than normal processing times, I want you to communicate that clearly, and I want you to, again, over-communicate, because over-communicating, it tells them what to expect, it builds trust, and it really helps prevent, you know, frustrated customers. We don't want people emailing us and being grumpy about, you know, when things are going to arrive. We want to think ahead and communicate as best we can to basically hedge off any questions they might have. Okay, number seven, strengthen customer service. So something we can do ahead of time to kind of offset customer service questions. Consider building a self-help section or an FAQ page on your website. Now, this doesn't have to be fancy, but it should cover the most common questions that you receive. So, when will my order ship? Can I combine discounts? Do you ship internationally? You know, I'm sure you have a slew of other questions that come up pretty often for your particular brand. So think through those questions. And then, you know, you don't have to write lengthy answers, but having some answers will really curb any questions that they have. And having these answers in an easy to find place will reduce the number of customer service emails that you get in your inbox. So if we kind of front load all the questions we assume people are going to ask, it allows people to find the answers on their own. Now, not everyone's going to go look, not everybody's going to go read it, but at least if you have it, when they do email, you can reply and say, answer their question. And then you can also say, if you have any other questions, please check out our FAQ guide here. And it gives you a consistent place to send people when they reach out. It also gives you a good place to update as you continue to see new things. So if there are those delays or, you know, anything else you want to communicate, you could add it to that FAQ section. You know, having this on hand, I know a lot of you listening to are running small businesses where it might just be you, or you might have one or two other people with you. So having an FAQ page like this, particularly during Q4 sales season, it frees you up to focus on fulfilling orders and marketing instead of answering the same questions over and over again. So definitely think about adding an FAQ page to your site if you don't already have one. And this could be a pop-up thing. This could be something that you keep up for Q4 and then, you know, you pull down if you don't feel like you need it up year round. But think about doing that because I think it'll streamline things later for you. Okay, last one. This is kind of a bonus I just added in the last couple minutes here, but I want you to consider adding digital gift cards to your online shop if you do not already offer them. So I've been studying up on this a lot. I've been talking a lot about it a lot inside of our labs program. In a survey conducted by Black Hawk Network, 56% of consumers said that they purchased a gift card during the 2024 sales season. And that was up 8% from 2023. And they're expecting it to rise even more in 2025. So offering digital gift cards. So things, they can purchase the gift card on your website. It's delivered digitally. They can print it out at home. You're doing a couple of things by offering this. One, you are solving your customers' problems. If you have a customer who is shopping last minute, can't find the perfect gift, and they can go to your website and purchase the gift card, they can print it out and put it in a card, you are solving a problem for them. They're not having to leave their home. They're not having to go run around and find something, right? Like, you're solving the problem. The other thing is, this is the perfect offer for you to highlight after your shipping deadline. It's another way for you to get a cash influx during Q4 after you've already fulfilled and shipped out all your orders. So definitely consider offering digital gift cards to your online shop if you're not already, because this is a good way to add a cash infusion to your business. And again, you're solving your customers' last minute shopping needs, and that's always a bonus too. Also too, when you sell digital gift cards, that person's going to come back and purchase from you, and they may order more than what they have in the gift card too. So keep that in mind. All right, friends, this is all I got for you. But this is your reminder that Q4 prep doesn't have to be overwhelming. A few small tweaks now, running through this checklist and kind of refreshing what you already have going on, can save you a lot of stress later. It will also recapture sales for you that you might have lost otherwise. So a quick reminder, if you want more tools and templates to streamline your marketing and your operations this sales season, definitely check out our labs membership. You can do that at proof2product.com/labs. We have a ton of done-for-you templates, systems, and we have coaching support in there too. So if you have questions as you're running through this checklist, we can answer those for you there. But again, you can join us at proof2product.com/labs. All right, thank you for tuning in. Go test that checkout process. Make sure your website's ready for the holiday sales that are going to come flooding in. And I'll be back next week with a new episode.